Please be seated. Let us pray. Holy and Almighty God, we humbly gather in your name, in your presence to praise you and honor you. As children of the living God, you have given us the privilege to come together and worship you together in this place and also online. We thank you for the opportunity you give us, Lord, the health and strength you gave us in our bodies to get up this morning, to see a new day and to live one more day in this world. It is all your gift that we enjoy, and we thank you for your presence in our midst today. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. As the psalmist says, better is one day in God's presence than 1,000 days elsewhere. We thank you, Lord, for giving your Son Jesus Christ to come to this world to die for us, our sins, so that we could be called your children and we can come to you and call you Father. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life with all its joy, as well as our worries and sadness. You are there with us. Help us, Lord, to celebrate your presence with us today, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and the angels in heaven. We honor you, we adore you. Let your name be lifted up in all the singing and the praises that we do today, in our meditation of the word and the offering that we praise. We pray that your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time or fellowship time here. We can say hi to each other. And we can unmute everybody if you could.
Yeah.
Good morning, I write a song and we can sing that together. Hopefully I can learn that one day. God gives us the strength to face our pains. What a graceful song that is. The responsive reading will be done by Kylie and Haley and Kyle. Sorry. Psalm 143 verses 1 through 10.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, in your faithfulness, give ear to my supplications, in your righteousness, answer me.
Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you.
For enemies have pursued me, they have crushed my life to the ground, they have made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Therefore my spirit faints within me, my heart within me is appalled.
I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I muse on what your hands have wrought.
I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land.
Make haste to answer me, O Lord. My spirit fails.
Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
In the morning, let me hear of your steadfast love, for in you I put my trust.
Teach me the way I should, for to you I lift up my soul.
Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies.
I have fled to you for revenge.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God.
Let your good spirit lead me on a level path.
It is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we come before the throne of grace of God as a church together, this prayer time, we lift up our prayers of blessings together and thank God for the numerous blessings that we received, including the opportunity that we got together to come together and worship Him when a lot of people cannot. Thanks be to God for all the blessings He gave us through technology so at least we can meet online during this difficult time. And also let us share our prayers of concerns and burdens together, and we lift them up to the Lord. The Lord's promise is that He will listen and answer our prayers according to His time, according to His will. So let us come together and raise our prayers of blessings and concerns at this time and share our burdens together. The prayer request will be posted. If you have your bulletin, it is listed there in one of the sheets. Please use this as a list on your prayer desk or study desk every day and pray for these items and people who are in need. We have some special items to call out from this prayer list. I haven't seen Martha today. I think she was feeling a little down this week. Let us continue to pray for Martha. She's getting ready for her surgery, and let us pray that God will give a complete recovery and healing for her. Harry and Janice joined today. We did not expect them to join because Harry was in the hospital having a surgery this week, and he is back. Even though he is a little sore, they were able to join us today online, and we let us pray that God will bring healing to him, complete recovery, back to normal. Jack is here with us, continuing with his dialysis. He is looking as good as ever. And thank you for joining with us, and Miss Linda for joining here together. We'll continue to pray for you. God is good, and He will give us the strength to continue with this. Harry, are you hearing us? Can you, Jan, I know Harry has to step out.
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay.
He's a little out of the way.
Okay, good.
But he's doing really well.
Okay.
And additionally, I would like to ask for prayer for our son and daughter-in-law because we live with them. But my daughter-in-law is COVID positive. The rest of the family can't get tested, but we are kind of hiding out, and they are not coming to us.
Okay. We will hold you up as a family in our prayers. They are living with her son and daughter-in-law. The daughter-in-law tested positive for the COVID, so they have to be very careful. But they are in a different unit. Completely isolated. So let us keep them in our prayers that God will protect them as Harry is recovering from his surgery. You're welcome, Harry. Thanks for joining us today with your sore surgery work. Let us pray for the family of and the dear ones of Congressman John Lewis, who passed away this week, and a long-time Georgia congressman. Let us remember his services to this country and also to the freedom and the liberty cause of this nation. And let us hold the family members and the dear ones who are grieving at the death during this time.
Betty Benson is on our family's
cast away.
Who is that? Betty Benson. She's on our family's.
Oh, Betty Benson. Okay.
She passed away on Friday morning.
Oh, okay. And where are they at?
They're in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Pastor, I wanted to bring up two people that I've had Gail put on there. Rebecca Martin is a sister of one of my clients who has pneumonia and a high fever, and they're waiting on a test, but she's being treated in the hospital. Hopefully it's not COVID, and it's just pneumonia, and she can be healed. And also Terry Dean's family, he unexpectedly passed away. He was in his 50s and from maybe some hemorrhage that was unexpected, and he was a really great coach, teacher, father, so that whole family needs prayer and his friends too.
And also, Pastor, so for Jasper County, Mississippi, one of our members of DC from there, it's a hot spot in Mississippi right now, and so within the last 2 weeks, they are buried about six of their members, people there that died from the virus.
Okay. Yeah, some of the areas in our state is also getting, the whole state is under a red zone now, but some areas are affected really bad. So let us continue to pray that God will bring deliverance to us and relief from this disease.
Is Terry McGee joining today?
No.
No, Terry is not on.
He has, I noticed, birthday.
Okay.
His son's birthday and his wife's anniversary.
All in the same month.
July.
Okay, so we'll celebrate the fourth Sunday, the last Sunday. Okay. Yes, I think he's traveling or out of town.
Yeah.
Any news from Eddie? I haven't heard from Eddie in a long time.
I haven't talked to him.
Okay.
I talked to him about a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And he was doing okay. He was ready to come back to church with no mask. And he is so lonely.
Yeah. And we'll pray for Barbara Casey, as you all know that she's suffering from Alzheimer's, and also her granddaughter Peyton Casey, that they have asked our prayers on. I don't know the status of Marianne in Hawaii, if she discharged or she was in the ICU with COVID while they were visiting Hawaii, and her husband is back home, but we don't know about the situation of Marianne, but let us continue to keep them in our prayers. Let us continue our prayers for our leaders of the country, our president, vice president, our cabinet, congressmen and senators, and all the governors of the states who are making tough decisions during this time, particularly about the health concerns and the safety of people. Everybody is working different ways, but ultimately let us pray that God will give them the guidance, that the Holy Spirit will guide them according to the need of their community, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit and wisdom of God to do the right decisions. Let us hold them up in our prayers. Let us also continue to pray for the first responders, our police, our fire, and also our people at grocery stores and delivery people who helps us in our daily lives when we are locked down in our homes. There are a lot of people working behind the scenes to help us live a regular life. So let us keep them in our prayers that God will give them the grace and protect them from this disease and keep them safe. And those are the special items to be called out. Are there anything to call out that I missed, or any special items that we need to call?
On the list.
street somewhere off of Park Avenue on downtown. Please just pray for him.
What's his name? How is Ernest doing?
They definitely still need prayers, and the whole family needs prayers to be able to have reconciliation.
Yeah, you keep my father Ernest Howell high up on your prayer list.
Okay.
He definitely got dementia, and there's been a family.
Yes.
We just call it a situation. We just need a lot of prayer.
Okay, we continue to pray for that. Yeah. Yeah, we'll continue to pray for Harry and Jan's son and daughter-in-law and the whole family. Let us go to God in prayer together as a church family and pray together and lift up these prayer items before God. And we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. We can also bring up our unspoken prayers during that time. And then after that, I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Eternal and loving God, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity you gave us together through your Son Jesus Christ, so that we can come to you and call you Father and as your children. Thank you, God, for the gift of life that you have given us in this world, a brief time of history that you gave us to live in this world. And thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us during this time, and all the blessings even when we don't deserve them. Thank you for covering us with your protection and love every day. We come before you with our prayers of blessings that you gave us, Lord. We thank you for all of those who have shared their blessings and continue, we pray for continued blessings upon them. We look up also for you, look up to you for all of our needs and burdens at this time, Lord. You are the source of all healing and comfort, and we come to you as your children, raise our burdens and concerns to your throne. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance, and give them the direction in life that they need, those who are lost, Lord. We particularly pray for those people who we have mentioned by name today and called out. We particularly pray for Harry as he is recovering from his surgery. Thank you for a successful surgery that you gave him, and we pray that you will completely heal him and recovering back to normal from his pain and suffering that he had been going through. Pray for Jan at this time also as they are recovering. Give him the peace and the comfort of your presence. We also pray for their son and daughter-in-law who are affected by the COVID disease. We pray that you will keep them safe and the children, and also protect Harry and Jan from this disease as well, that they are living in the same house. We pray that you will protect all of them and continue to heal them. We pray for those who are grieving because of the death of the dear ones. Particularly, we pray for the family of Betty Vinson and Terry Dean, and we pray that you will bless them with your peace and comfort. And above all, we pray that your presence be with them in their homes and in their families and the dear ones. We pray for the people who are affected by the COVID disease in various parts of the world, particularly in Brazil and in Mississippi. People are suffering and dying. We pray that you will bring an end to this disease, Lord, and bring a relief particularly with the people who are working in the front lines. We pray for your safety and guidance, that we can have some kind of form of a vaccine or some kind of medicine for this disease. We pray for the family of Congressman John Lewis and the dear ones who are grieving at the death. Thank you for his services to this country, and also for the freedom movement that he led with Dr. King. We thank you for all those who have gone through history fighting for our liberty, and thank you for his service as a servant of the country as well as your disciple. We thank you for his life, and continue, help us to remember them in our prayers so that your peace will comfort those who are grieving at the death of your servant. We pray for Chad Pulcher. We pray that you will be with him as he is recovering. Bless them as a family and bless them with your peace. We pray for the whole family, particularly Ernest Howell, to give them peace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to make the right decisions for their family and give them peace above all. We pray for Rebecca Martin, that she is also recovering, and continue to guide us with your wisdom and continue to guide them with your wisdom and healing. We pray for those who are all suffering from various problems in their lives, particularly physical illnesses and mental restlessness. We pray that you will give them peace, and we know that you will bring healing according to your time and according to your will. We ask that your will be done in our lives as we continue as a church here to do your witness in this community faithfully as much as we can, to be the light in this area, to shine the light of your gospel in this community. We thank you for all those who have gathered here today. We particularly thank you for the healing that you have been giving to Jack, and bless them as a family, Lord, and continue to be with them. Be with all of us, Lord, named and unnamed, according to their needs and desires. You bless them, Lord. We thank you for listening to our prayers as we come before you. We touch those who need your healing and comfort those who are in distress. We pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us in every step of our way. In Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we can ever deserve, and we thank you for that. Guide us in all we do, and help us to worship you together in truth and in spirit. As we leave from this place, give us a changed heart, Lord, that we will become more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it's the offertory time that we'll be singing. Near to the Heart of God, please use this time to mail your check or offering to that address posted on the screen. Thank you. Let us pray. From whom all blessings flow, praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all that we are. You are merciful and gracious, from whom your open hand we receive every gift, including our life, health and joy and fellowship that we enjoy. Help us, Lord, to understand in Jesus Christ that you give us everything that we need ever. We offer ourselves at this time a portion of what you have given us, Lord, as our tithes and offerings. Lord, we find joy in freely giving our prayers and presents, gifts and joy to support this ministry for the kingdom of God in this world. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Penny will be reading that from here.
And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be straying from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, and they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad, and thence upon the face of the whole earth. And they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. Because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word that you have given us as life and spirit to us. Help us, Lord, to meditate on your word, illumine our souls and open our hearts and minds so that we can receive your word with power that will become a blessing in our lives and also a blessing to this world through our lives. Your word is our light and our lamp that gives us direction in our life when we are lost. It gives us brightness when we are in darkness. As we come before you, Lord, we pray that you will bless us with your power of the word so that we can be more powerful witnesses for you wherever you place us in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So this story that we read today from the scripture, Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9, we read about the Tower of Babel. And they built a huge tower that they wanted to reach all the way up to heaven. And there were several reasons that they built that tower that we will come to later on. We read that there. But God saw that man's intentions and hearts were going away from God's will and purpose, and God intervened. And then that's when we got multiple languages. That's what the scripture says. So they were speaking one language until that time, and then they lost track of what we're doing and that what we're talking, and they could not understand each other. It's a great story to remember, not as something God did as destructive, because as we look back again in history, as we come to the New Testament after the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, as the church started gathering, when they started for the day of Pentecost, those languages became together in one place. And the miracle was that they were able to understand each other. That is the unifying spirit of God working in our world to unify us in the midst of confusion and diversities. Recently, I read an article about the World Trade Center that we lost. It's a big tower that we lost during the 9/11 disaster that we all know and remember. And several of the structural designers and engineers gathered to remember and to also plan for better building structures in the future in St. Louis a couple of years ago. During the question answer session, a person asked one of the chief engineers who designed the building that if he had any regrets about the design of the building. And when asked this question, the chief structural engineer broke down in tears. And he said that he wished somehow they had made the building stronger. If only, he said, the building could have lasted one more hour. Many times we build monuments of tower or towers of monuments in our lives with various purposes and intentions that we build them with. This Babel Tower was probably built around 100 years after the Great Flood that we talked about last Sunday, Noah's time. And after the flood, all the people and the living creatures on this earth were destroyed except 8 people. That's what the scripture teaches us. And the rest of them that we all hear are all descendants of those 8 people. And 8 persons were brought safely through water. That's what Peter says in the New Testament. And then after that, the people multiplied. According to some calculations, some people say there were probably up to like 30,000 people during this time after the 100 years after the flood. People multiplied about 30 or 40,000 people at that time in this world. But it is not about an angry God who came to destroy the world, but a God who thought that it is better for man to be diversified, because God told Noah and family to multiply and spread into the world. But during the time they decided, the people who actually multiplied decided it is better to join together and be at one place, because we feel comfortable here, we know each other, so they didn't really go to other places and spread in the world as God wanted them to do. So they started gathering together, and they started, giving in marriage and getting in marriages, and then joined together to build a huge tower as their landmark, so that they don't get lost if they are away from each other. So this particular tower was built, a huge concrete structure, that they wanted to go all the way up to heaven. man's efforts without God result in confusion. That's what the lesson that we learn from here. The word Babel itself means noisy confusion. They started talking to each other, but they could not understand each other. They were confused. And the Babel Tower remains an unfinished tower even in history today. When we look back, it was never completed. We don't know exactly where it was, but we know that it was never completed. So until then, the whole world had one language and common speech, and they used brick instead of stone and tar and mortar to build this. That was some new invention that they did at the time, and then started building with new material that they made. And we read that, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. So the bottom line, or the particular goal behind this whole tower, was not only to unify them together to be at one point as a landmark, but also to make a name. To make a name for themselves. That was the problem that they faced, and even now we face. We build a lot of monuments in our lives for our generations to remember, but we make those monuments to make a name for ourselves, not to be scattered over the face of the earth. So man's intentions were curbed by divine intervention. Sometimes it happens in our lives as well. So God wanted Noah and family to spread throughout the world, but they decided, people who multiplied decided they wanted to join together and stay in one place. The Babel passage also highlights our human tendency to resist obeying God. The Babel passage gives us, instead of being fruitful and spreading throughout the world, the inhabitants insisted on being together as one tribe. It was the dispersion which the people feared most. They feared, they were afraid of dispersion and diversity. Those people could not conceive of blessing and security coming as a result of dispersion, even though God commanded it that they should be spread out and dispersed. They felt the safest when congregated together. They saw a brighter future in unity and conformity. They could leave posterity a monument to their ingenuity and industry. They knew the command of God, but all they had was a promise from God. Their hopes were on abstract words, but nothing concrete. Does that mean that God does not like unity? But what was the unity about? They were all united in unbelief. That was the biggest problem that they faced. Unity of unbelief. Unbelief in a God who is uniting people at the Tower of Babel. Unity, they thought, was based on language and getting together. Unity is not just based on language or having together and the same conformed looks and traditions. It is about unity in diversity that God wanted them to understand. We are one people because we have a common creator, not because we speak one language, not because we all have same style of life, not because we all look alike. It is because we are all created by one creator, and we have one father, and our father is God. That's what the scripture teaches us. No matter where we come from, what language we speak, or what culture we were raised up, we were all one together. We are all made by one creator to be one in spirit. And that is what they missed, the point that they missed. Not because of what we speak, or what we eat, or what we drink. Our oneness lies in who we are before God, and not who we are physically in appearance. God is breaking the barrier of diversity through this story. That's what the rest of the Bible answers that question. Although humans came come from one creator and share one ancestry, we have stubbornly held on to the ancient fear of diversity. The Tower of Babel confused their language so they can no longer understand each other. Then again, when we come to the book of Acts, when the church of Jesus Christ started, they joined together, and at Pentecost, the Babel confusion is reversed. They felt unity in diversity of languages. They all spoke in different languages of their native tongues, and they were able to understand each other. And that is what we read in Acts chapter 2. At Pentecost, the Spirit of God shows that we are not one people because we speak the same language. We are not one people because we live in the same country. We are not one people because we worship the same way. We are one people of many languages. We are one people of many places. We are one people of many ways of worship. Because God has made us diverse in so many ways. But there is one love that God gives us to love, to unite us together in His love. Our sinful ignorance sometimes causes us to fear diversity. Sometimes it is threatening to some people. But God wants us to respect diversity and to respect each other no matter what we are or where we are from, so that we can be united in Christ, in Jesus Christ, in His love. In Malachi, we read the prophet says that we have one Father and one Creator. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed that He prayed for His people to be one in God. And when the Pentecost came, they all joined together in one accord and praised God together. So God is a God who gives us the strength in diversity of languages, race or culture, and that is the Spirit of God who unites us together. Much of what we say and do is directed to promote our self-image many times. That's what they did. They actually built this tower to unite them and also to make a name for them. We try to project an image for others to see so that they can remember us. We buy certain brand of clothes or buy certain type of cars or even some perfumes that we wear are all to identify ourselves and project our image before others. We have been discussing that in our Sunday school here today. As people of God, we have certain identity that God has given us to project in front of the world. Paul says that in that letter to 2 Corinthians we studied together, saying that we are an aroma of Christ. We have a smell as Christians. If you are aware of it or not, people smell you. When you walk around, live in the society, work in the workplace, go to the grocery store, wherever you are, there is an aroma a Christian will spread, and people can smell that. So that is an interesting thought that when we learned about it today, that as people of God, are we spreading that aroma of Christ in this world wherever it's needed? In the midst of confusion, are we spreading an aroma so that that place will become better smelling than before? And also he said we are a letter to this world. And Paul says that because people will read us. We are a letter of Christ to this world. That God gave this letter to this world through you and me. And people read us as we walk and do our daily lives. The world sees us and read the love of Jesus Christ in us. And then also Jesus Christ told us that you are the light of the world. So we are the aroma of God in this world. We are a letter of God to this world. We are the light of this world to bring light in darkness, to bring aroma in bad smelling places, and to also be a letter of witness so people can read through our lives that there is a God who loves everyone regardless of how you look like or what you speak or where you are from. And we know that the early church Christians started in Antioch. We read that in Acts, where they were called the people of the way. They They were not called Christians before that. The people were called the people of the way. That's what they were called. But in the beginning chapter, man's desire to make a name stands in sharp contrast to God's promise to make Abram's and ultimately our name great. When God called Abram, God told him that I am going to make your name great. So that's the difference between the call of Abram and the people of Babel. People of Babel decided to make a name for themselves, but when God called Abram, he told him, I am going to make your name great. It is God who makes our names great and not ourselves. So that's the biggest thing that we need to learn in our lives, that whenever we are or whatever we are, it is all because of God. And God is the one who makes our name, our life great. There is nothing sinful and of in itself building a city and tower. Don't get me wrong. The real sin that they were in was the self-centered attitude of the heart that often motivates such activity. Let us make a name for ourselves. Babel in Hebrew means noisy confusion. They built a monument that became a shame to themselves. The unfinished tower stands as a monument of shame to the people who wanted to make a name. Their ambitions consumed them to get to heaven with their own efforts. And God told them otherwise and taught them otherwise, that nobody can get to heaven by your own efforts. Only God can get you to heaven. As we come to God before Him as we are, God will accept us as we are. And when we repent of our sins, God will forgive us our sins and He will make us a part of heavenly kingdom. It is not on our efforts, only because of God's grace. People look for a church that seeks to hold people together with superficial activities, sometimes centered among themselves. But those churches are not serving the purpose of God, but they are making a name. But we are here as a church to faithfully witness for God's kingdom in this world, to spread His love, to spread His aroma, and to spread His light to this community and around the world. Our programs and our buildings and our structures and our institutions are not monuments for ourselves to make a name. But these are all for God's name to be glorified. In our worship, in our community service, in whatever we do, ultimately God's name will be glorified and not ours. So Babel says that we must expect to be divinely nudged and disturbed and even frustrated sometimes. Pentecost reminds us that God nudges us so that we can grow into deeper unity in love and in faith. So these are two events in history, that one was God is nudging them and disturbing them and frustrating them to know that God is more powerful. And the Pentecost reminds that God nudges them so that we can grow deeper into more love and faith. This is still an unfinished tower. We have many unfinished towers in our lives. A reminder, God wants us to protect us from our towers. This is about calling of you and me. The tower that we need to look at constantly and reorient ourselves and our lives to God's calling. May these words bless you and empower you and become a blessing to this world and spread His light and aroma and to be a letter of God's love to this world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The closing hymn is O Church of God United, hymn number 547 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand. Church of God United, to serve one common Lord, proclaim to all one way. People of God, go in the knowledge that God goes with you, and you are the light of the world, bringing light in darkness. You are the hope of this world in a hopeless situation, and we are the letter to this world to read the love of God through our lives and an aroma in times of confusion. Let us go and be powerful witnesses in the days to come. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.